On the show today, we have CU Members Mortgage's very own Steve Hewins talking about Fannie and Freddie's adverse market fee that had everybody up in arms for a while, which is now delayed until December 1st. But get all the latest here from Steve Hewins, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have CU Members Mortgage's very own Steve Hewins. Steve, how you doing, sir?
Doing great. How about you?
Doing well. I was commenting about the beard. Look, that's a good look for you. I like that.
You know, it's the COVID look. Everyone, you know, as you're at home, working from home, everyone stops shaving, and then they just, you know, months later, you have a beard. So that's where we are today.
It's A-okay. I think everyone's A-okay with that. No problem at all. Hey, a big announcement that has happened in the last few days with Fannie and Freddie talking about this adverse market fee. Had the industry up in arms there for a few days. It's like, oh my gosh, what is this? So to give people
it came out of nowhere. Actually, back on, I think it was August 12th, we get this notice that at the direction of the FHFA, who is the overseer of both Fannie and Freddie and the GSEs, that they came out with this half a point or 50 basis point hit called an adverse market fee on any loan that was going to be delivered to them on September 1st, which that in itself was very unusual, because typically those type of changes, when you change the delivery fees and those type of things, you get an advance warning, 60 days, 30 days, or just much more than a two-week period. And this especially was really strange because, number one, it's in the middle of a pandemic. Right. It's impacting refinance only. There were no carve-outs for any particular loan size or product. It was across the board. And it was at a time when, you know, people were really struggling, and to add on an additional 50% basis points or 50, you know, half a point was really strange. And what made it even stranger is, you know, a lot of this is people have already booked and committed these loans to Fannie and Freddie. Mm-hmm. They would have originated this loan already. So that half a point, it was like, what do you do? You've already locked in these members. And so it was really going to be a huge hit to the mortgage companies themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, you take a lender, they've got like 900 loans, probably about 200 million of locked loans, half a point on 200 million that they deliver. You know, that's going to be about $1 million or so. So it was real money we were talking for a lot of credit unions and for other lenders. And again, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
it was a surprise.
Was there any explanation from them on the yeah. suddenness? I mean, I kind of get why they're doing it, but the suddenness of it all was really puzzling.
Yeah, like I said, it came out of nowhere, and initially there was no reason. They didn't give a reason. The FHFA has since then, you know, talked about the fact that they expect about $6 billion with a B in COVID losses. And right. so that was one of the things that they talked about. And some would suggest that based on kind of what they said, as we look at new market conditions, that fee may be variable if the market changes. So something could be different along the way. Mm-hmm. But honestly, if you kind of look at the past, Calabria, who's the head of the FHFA, has been very vocal about shrinking the footprint of the GSEs, about making Fannie and Freddie smaller. And so one would argue, he's even said, you know, kind of point blank, that he didn't believe refis were really part of their mission, that their mission is about home ownership and purchase. So he really feels they should be in the purchase market, not necessarily the refi market. Right. And so, you know, the push to get them to pick up the refinances through private sector lending is something that he's been focused on. I don't think this was trying to drive at that, but it certainly is kind of moving in that direction where you start putting these types of adverse impacts on refinances.
So why December? Why push it out to December as opposed to October?
I think you were right. I mean, it got everybody in an uproar. And so that was one of the things, both credit unions, you know, I know CUNA, Acuma, the Mortgage Bankers Association all jumped on board and started kind of sending in letters. You know, they had an actual, the response to the government was just amazing, you know, from people kind of reaching out to their congressmen. Then back on Wednesday, I think August 19th, the Senate Banking Committee sent a note in to Calabria asking him what's going on, why would you do this in the middle of a pandemic? And then on Thursday, Senator Round, Smith, Cramer, Tillis, and I think Maura and a few others, and probably a bunch also sent him a letter, and then a bunch of folks from the House on Friday sent something. I think it was like Heck and Chris and about 38 other House colleagues sent it over, and they all were questioning him, you know, why are you putting this fee in now? Why in the middle of a pandemic? Why are you raising the cost of refinances for members, you know, when people are struggling? And I think, you know, that just kind of landed on them. And then plus all of the credit unions, all of the lenders that kind of chimed in about the financial impact they were hitting. So they delayed it, as you said. So now it's gone from deliveries from September 1st to December 31st. I think that gives us, number one, we're out of the buying season, so which really doesn't impact purchases, but on the refi, you know, but we've been in this heat, and, you know, one of the things was, you know, how fast can you close those loans? Because, you know, people are locking loans right now at 60, 90 days because mortgage companies, credit unions, their back offices are stuffed and filled. Okay. And so loans aren't closing in 30 days. It's taking longer. And so by allowing them additional time, the credit unions and the lenders are now able to kind of get that in front of that, make sure the members know about that fee up front. It's not being passed on to them if they lock the loan and it rolls over past their expiration date. So it gives everybody a little bit more time. I also think it gives them a little bit of more time. You know, basically loans closing up till November 2nd probably will not have that fee. Anything after November 2nd probably is not going to be delivered to Fannie and Freddie by the time the fee goes into effect, where they can then start kind of figuring out when they start offering that. So I think that's been the main thing, is just to give folks a little bit more time, prepare people for it, so people aren't taking it on the chin so much. Yeah.
And speaking of that, kind of segues into my next question is, okay, what can credit unions do in the meantime to prepare for this? So we have, what, 2-3 months to get this, 2.5 months, 3 months?
Yeah, but, you know, we've got time to prepare. You know, one thing was, you know, 2 weeks ago, everybody started just immediately adding this fee in, right? And so everyone, you know, any new application, any new loan that was locked was getting this fee, and it was going to be across the board. So if someone wanted to shop you a little bit, everybody was adding this fee. Now we're going to be in this kind of this never-never land where some people may add the fee, some people may go back to the members and take it off of loans that they've locked. Yeah. And so when people start trying to shop, you know, that half a point may be a difference in whether they're able to retain that loan or not. So they're going to, people are going to have to go back, look at their pipeline, mm-hmm. determine what they need to do, figure out when, how long it's taking them to close loans, and then figure out, if I have to deliver this loan to Fannie and Freddie by December 1st, when am I going to close it? When do I need to disclose it to my members? And what new locks do I start locking with the fee? And am I going to be competitive with other people in the market who may have a different timeline? So they're really going to have to focus on their pipeline, really focus on their strategy about when they kind of incorporate the fee. Because 2 weeks ago, everyone added at the same time. Now with this longer gap, people are going to add it at different times. And they're just going to have to prepare to negotiate with those members who may be shopping them.
Yeah. So. A hypothetical question here for you. Would this keep people from buying a home? I mean, is it that big of a deal to keep people?
Well, it's definitely going to hurt the marginal folks that are just on the cusp of qualifying or not qualifying. Now, one of the things they did do with the extension to December 1st is they created a carve out. They did a carve out for low balances or loan balances under $125,000, and they also exempted the Home Ready and the Home Possible programs, which are the Fannie and Freddie 97% low down payment programs as well. So they did do a good carve out. So that's been a beneficial piece of it. So those people won't be impacted. But, you know, right now rates are historic lows. I mean, you know, you're talking, you know, 2.75 and under 3%, you know, half a point, you know, isn't probably going to make or break anybody at this point in time, except for those folks that are more marginal. And so I think it's, you know, I don't think it's going to drastically impact it, but it's definitely, you know, certain people could feel
it. Will affect a few, yeah, for sure. All right, I want to clarify, is it December 1st this goes into effect or December 31st? What's that?
It's December 1st on loans that are delivered on or after December 1st. So really December 2nd, any loan that we deliver. So it's not loans that are closed. It's when you sell it to the agency. The agency is going to be looking at that. So the lenders kind of have to back up, you know, for their loans that they closed. When do they think they're going to sell it? And if they're going to sell it after that date, they need to have that fee included in there.
Good to know. All right. Anything else on that? I mean, this is almost like breaking news. So I really
enjoyed it. It was breaking news. It was very timely. Like, you know, we were going to talk about it anyway. you know, the last thing I would say is, just as a wrap up, is advocacy works, right? I mean, for folks that are out there and participating in mortgage lending, you know, we made a change here. I mean, we didn't get it removed, but we got it extended. We were able to, you know, get a carve out for the people who needed the help the most, which is most important. So the organizations like CUNA, ACUMA, the Mortgage Bankers Association, all of them participating with lenders and credit unions to get people engaged has really paid off. And so, you know, this is our industry, this is what we do, and it's important to stay active, and we can drive change, and this was a victory for everybody.
Yeah, and also a last question here for you. How long does it stay in effect? Is it just whenever the FHFA says so, or how long does that fee stay into effect?
Yeah, there was no removal of that fee or expiration date on that. There is no duration. So, you know, I think, you know, they'll reassess it as the market moves, see what type of losses they have. And I think they telegraphed that a little bit when they talked about market conditions and what the market looks like. They're going to assess it on an ongoing basis.
Okay. So. All right. Well, good to know. We'll stay tuned on that one as well. All righty, Steve. Absolutely. Anything else? Anything else to add, sir?
Yeah, breaking news. I think it was very timely and good information. And we're excited to see you next August at our National Lending Conference.
Indeed. So. Can't wait. Can't wait, sir. All righty. Well, thanks again, Steve. Appreciate it. Everybody, Mortgage Mortgages, Steve Hewins. Check him out. Well done, sir.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Indeed.